are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning, we've got Holly Wade, Executive Director of the Capital Area United Way, and we've got another guest, Gary Grittner. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you here today, and we want to talk about a really great program that's under the umbrella of the United Way, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. For those who aren't familiar with it, let's talk a little bit about the program.
Yeah, so Dolly Parton started this program really because her dad didn't have the opportunity to learn to read. And she wanted to get books into the hands of kids, knowing that reading is what sets people up for success and builds confidence. And so she started this program where any child up to age 5 can receive a book in the mail every month. And they're age appropriate. So depending on what age your child is enrolled, they'll get their Little Engine That Could, I believe, is the welcome book, and then age-appropriate books based on where they are developmentally.
Very nice. And this is something that started just a bit ago, and it's opened up more as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It was either 06 or 16 that the United Way adopted this program. I just know it ended with a 6, clearly. but we've had this program here for a while, and then in the last year we've expanded from we were just serving Hughes and Stanley counties, but we've expanded so that we're now in Hyde, Sully, Hawken, Lyman, Dewey, and Potter counties as well.
Fantastic. Now, if there are parents out there interested in getting their kids, or maybe grandparents signing up the grandkids, how do they go about that process?
They can go to our website, and then we've got a form that they fill out, and then we get them enrolled. So www.capareaunitedway.org, and then /imagination library.
Excellent. And Gary, this is something you are proud to be a part of, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that it's critical that the kids learn to read. And, of course, if you're a couple weeks old, a couple years old even, you're probably not reading independently. But by having the parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles show the child, hey, this is a book, this is how you open it up, here are the words, and you're going to learn how to read the words yourself, hopefully by the time you're 5. And, the thing I'm concerned about is, we're really interested in an investment rather than a donation, because charity is one thing, but we feel that we're investing in the future of our kids, and hopefully the return is that they'll learn to read and be proficient by third grade, which is the time when it's critical that children be able to read proficiently. Because up to third grade, educationally, you learn to read, and at third grade and beyond, you read to learn. So if you're going to learn history and civics and geography, you have to learn to read by third grade. And our system, quite frankly, is pretty dismal in terms of the percentage of kids that are proficient readers by third grade. So hopefully, with United Way's help, with Dolly Parton's help, with Holly's help, we can up that percentage of kids and get them reading by third grade.
Yeah, and that's really what it is, getting that early start and, like you said, setting them up for success throughout their year and, going into their careers, whatever that may be.
Yeah. I think back to growing up and, some of my favorite memories were crawling into my grandma's lap when she was babysitting, and she always read to us in the afternoon before we went down for our nap. And I still remember those books and the little voices she'd make. And so I think it's more than just getting a book. It's also building that bond with your child or grandchild. And that's so important.
It really is. I remember growing up, I loved having people read to me, whether it was the bedtime story or reading something. And then when I became a parent, reading to my kids was always so much fun. It didn't matter what time of the day it was. If it was, hey, daddy, read me a book. you know, for the afternoon or for bedtime. And they just kept wanting to do it. And now, as a grandparent, wanting to make sure that, you know, our grandson is set up for success and going to be the best that he can be when it comes to reading and other things.
Yeah.
And that clearly is the word investment. So parents, grandparents, in this case, you're setting your grandson up. You're spending the time and the effort to read to the child and getting him familiar. I understand he's only 8 weeks old, so he's got a little bit left to go. But
yes.
This is a book. This is how you open it up. These are the words. And the kids pick this stuff up really quickly. So just a little investment on the part of the parents or grandparents or guardians make a huge difference.
Yeah, I would just encourage everyone within the counties that are, you know, able to sign up. It's a really easy, simple process to do. It just takes you a few minutes, and then you're all set.
Yeah, capareaunitedway.org/imaginationlibrary, and you can we'll get you signed up.
And remember, the key words, the four-letter word, in this case, free. So there's no cost to to the parent, no cost to sign up. The United Way picks up and we help or pick up the cost of all that. So from the standpoint of getting the books to the children, it's a free program.
And it is a great program. Thank you for the willingness to invest in this and making sure the kids, you know, get off to a good start, and for the Capital Area United Way for spreading the word and letting people know about this wonderful program.
Yeah, thanks so much for letting us come on. We appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much. Have a great day and a happy early Mother's Day.
Happy early Mother's Day. What a beautiful morning it is.
Yes, it is going to be
a
good day.
We got an inch of rain yesterday morning, so we'll have to see what happens this morning.
Yes, keep that umbrella handy.
That of course, is in Fort Pierre. I think the airport got a little bit less, but...
That indeed. So thank you again for stopping by. Nice to have you here today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
And there is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Find out more about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library through the Capital Area United Way. We've got some details up on our community calendar page, so you can check that out there as well. The Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, it was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam.